This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco...
Surf. I give the hoedads fright. I surf all day at Malibu, and I hide in the coffin at night.
Monster Surfer, Monster Surfer.
I am the Monster Surfer on Grammys that place the curse, and I wouldn't be caught dead in a woody. I only drive my surfing hearse.
Monster.
Myself daily with the electrodes on my board.
Monster Surfer, Monster Surfer.
I am the bottom. I look horrible on the beach. I have long hair all over me, and I sure use a lot of bleach. Don't be afraid. Don't laugh at me. I just want to drink your bleach. Permit me to introduce myself. I am the Monster Surfer. I'm upon my board. Take you out into the ocean and visit with bats, in the gold, in the boards, and the dirt, and the sand.
Are you married?
Thank you.
Radio Valencia.
Dot FM. Friday morning is here. I am Paco. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia. Broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco.
Thank you.
picture of your black plastic soul. Dance, 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 smile, we'll be right back.
pigs for that bullshit.
Nah, man, I don't be eating that shit, all right?
Bullshit.
Man, that's some serious shit.
What you motherfuckers talking about?
Floyd say you don't be eating pussy.
Drexel.
Shit. Any nigga say he don't eat pussy's lying his ass off.
I heard that.
Well, hold on a second. Big D, you saying you eat pussy?
Yeah, motherfucker, I eat everything. I eat the pussy, I eat the butt, I eat every motherfucking thing.
Yeah, right? If I ever did eat some pussy, I would never eat any pussy, right? But if I did eat some pussy, I sure as hell wouldn't tell no goddamn buddy about it. I'd be ashamed as a motherfucker, man.
Nigga, you smoke enough Sherm, your dumb ass will do a lot of motherfucking things. You be up in there sucking niggas' dicks.
Oh, laugh fun. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, keep on laughing. Let me tell you something. There used to be a time, right, when sisters didn't know nothing about getting their little pussies licked. And then the 60s came around, and they started fucking around with white boys. And white boys is freaks for that shit.
Yeah, because it's good.
Then after a while, right, fucking sisters got used to getting their little pussies eat, right? Because you white boys had to make fucking pics of yourself.
Drexel, on behalf of me and all the brothers who ain't here, I'd like to express some gratitude. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Go on, pussy eaters, laugh. Y'all look like y'all be eating some pussy. You got them pussy eating mugs, right? Look, if a nigga wants to get his dick sucked, he's gotta do some fucked up shit, man.
Oh, so you do eat pussy?
Yeah. Nah, man.
Yes, me think the brother does protest too much.
No, man, fuck you guys, man. You guys fucked up, right?
Yo, why you tripping? We're just fucking with you.
But I want to ask a question, right? You with some fine bitch. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you say, bitch, suck my dick. And then she say, first things first, nigga. I ain't sucking shit till you bring your ass over here and lick my bush. Now, what you supposed to do?
I'll tell that bitch, suck my dick or I'll beat your ass.
No, no. See, these days, bitch have your ass in Wayne County before you get your fist balled up.
You beat shit. Now, what you say?
I say, fuck it, because no man's got to eat pussy, man.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
If she told you to eat her puss, kiss her ass, lick her feature down on her shit, nigga, you'd aim to bleed.
You got that right.
In fact, I'm going to show you what I mean with a little demonstration. Toss me the burner. All right, peep this. Pretend this is that 574 bitch. You know what I'm saying? In your youth.
You got got some beats with a mattress. With your 5'5" roof or your open toes when you get on the floor.
I'm dirty south mind blown, dirty south bread.
Come on.
Catfish fried up, dirty south bed.
Come on.
Sleep in a cop, picking dirty south bed.
Come on.
Daytona girls, give me Daytona head. Hand me down flip flops, hand me down socks.
Yeah.
Hand me down drug dealers, hand me down rocks. Hand me down a 50 pack, twist your sweet box. Good fella, rich fools, hand me down stock.
Mouth full of gold.
40 Glock style, keep your mouth on hold. Line through your teeth, you can find your mouth cold. Rip out your tongue, cause I want your mouth told. Sweat from the hot sauce, sweat from the tea. You can sweat from a burn in the third degree. If you sweat in your sleep, you sweat from me.
All my players in the house that can buy the bar on a 20-inch rim with a candy car. If you're a pimp and you know you don't love them hoes when you get on the floor. All my women in the house, if you chasing cash and you got some big chicks with a bass in that. With your 5'5 boots or your open toes when you get on the floor.
Hold on, wait. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
I think I got my uncle in the house right now. Hold on. Uncle Scarface in the house. Y'all give it up for Scarface.
Yeah.
What's that? Get up.
What's that?
Mr. Scarface in the house.
Yeah.
You looking like you hit right now, though. It ain't over. You know what?
Uncle Scarface, you hit?
We hit by star, hit by car, drunk off the liquor, getting hit by bar. Keep your girl close, cause she's hit by bar. Hit by the Neptune, hit by guitar. Afro picks, afro tip. I let my soul glow from my afro edit. Rub it off the hat, pulling afro trick. Afro-American, afro hip. Overall soldier, we overall. Southern hospitality, your overall being. Overall triple, overall beam. Thugged out brothers wearing thugged out chain. Thugged out blocks wearing thugged out gang. All black tinted up, thugged out range. DTP stay doing thugged out thing.
All the players in the house that can buy the bar on a 20-inch rim with a candy car. If you're a pimp and you know you don't love them hoes when you get on the floor.
Throw them hoes.
All the women in the house, if you chasing cash and you got some big tips with a match in that. With your 5'5 boots or your open toes when you get on the floor.
Radio Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm. Friday morning is here. RadioValencia.fm, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Community radio at its best. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online, on the streets, in the sky. Radio Valencia. Here. Bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. Be part of the team.
part of the dream. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Email station@RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at Radio Valencia. .fm. If you're in a band, you want music. You want your music played on the air, send it to bands@RadioValencia.fm. Be in front of the scenes, be behind the scenes, be in the middle of the scene. It's all possible. Here, music, everything you need is here. Shouts out to all. My name is Faco, bringing you music till the afternoon. More music is on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We got it good. We got it all. Give me a call. 415-766-4428. That's to everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. Email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X, Twitter. That's my handle, ITSFACO, everywhere else. More music is on the way. Music you just heard. You just heard the one and only Ludacris with Southern Hospitality Live 2001. 2001. That may have caused 9/11. You never know. Before that, we had a deleted scene from True Romance. Extended scene, True Romance. Also, we had Coco Rosie with Hairnet Paradise off their album La Maison de Mon Rêve, the 20th anniversary edition, bonus track. Hairnet Paradise. Before that, we had some Mulatu Astatke, new song, Dung Gate. And we also had the Jimmy Halifax Invocation song, Dead Swamp Hula. And we started off the whole set with Mr. Modo, Township Chase. We're back. Shouts out to off. If you want music, 415-766-4428. Or go to the chatterbox on RadioValencia.fm. That's the chatterbox, RadioValencia.fm. Pick a name, pick a comic, pick a song. It's all there. I got to give a big shout out to Bo from San Ho. What's up? It's to you. He's giving me shouts outs to you. Oh, man, thanks so much, man. I made it barely, you know. The person next to me on BART slept on me. Did I wake him? Nope. I didn't wake him. I said he could lean on my shoulder, you know. Yeah, I moved my shoulder a little, so he kind of leant over and was leaning on my lap while I was sitting down. Did I wake him? No. I let it be. He was tired. You know, he's got his head in my lap on the BART station. So people see his head in my lap. All they see him is he kind of crouched down to my lap. And, you know, people from, like, people in front of me, they can't see on the back. They turn around, like, what's going on? And I'm like, can I get some privacy, please? Come on, mind your business, okay? You know, it's a Friday morning. We got to celebrate. You know, I lost half a pound. I'm happy. You know, I didn't wake him. He could sleep on me. You know, main thing is that the guy didn't smell bad. That's my whole thing, you know. Just don't smell bad. And I think a lot of people will get along with you. You know. So, you know, and then, you know, I don't know, dude. I've been smelling a lot of, I think a lot of girls now, it's like, they smell so good. And they smell so nice. I think the big smell right now for, like, a lot of young women is, like, marshmallow and strawberry cheesecake, man. They smell delicious. You know? They smell so good. That's the big perfume right now. Every time, and I'm not talking about, you know, let's say not over 40, under 40. That seems to be the perfume right now. It's like strawberry, like a chocolate donut, chocolate glazed donut smell. They smell like vape. I don't know if they vape, because I know sometimes that's the smell of vapes. You know, it's very fruity. But I think that's the perfume. That's the style now, you know. You know, raspberry white chocolate cheesecakes perfume is big, man. That was my smell in the 90s for so long, man. Not because I put it on, but because it was on my fingers. The Cheesecake Factory. But that's the smell right now of the youth, the women. They smell so good. They smell so edible. That's why I had to play that True Romance clip. That's the new hit right now. They want to smell like angel food cake. They want to smell like funnel cake at the carnival. God bless you. You smell very edible. Thank you for wearing that. You know, like, imagine the smell of, like, you know, fried chicken. Nice fresh fried chicken, if they could keep that. Oh my God. It'd be it all over. I dated a girl and she smelled like In-N-Out, guys. Oh, and then I went In-N-Out all night long because they were open till 1:30 a.m. That's why, you know. But, you know, In-N-Out's still good, you know. The big man's still trying to, you know, watch his weight. But, you know, this is my order. Both from San Ho right now. Like, I have to wash my intake. My food intake, you know. So, like, the one thing I can do is go to In-N-Out, and this is my order right now, okay? If, like, I kind of want to splurge, I go, let me get 2 protein style hamburgers, no cheese hamburgers, fresh onions and pickles, please, and no salt on the protein burger. And then let me get 2 french fries. Did I say 2? Make it 3 french fries. No salt on anything. And then let me get 18 packets of spread sauce. No, but it's that's how I am, Bo, from San Jose. That's my go-to order right now at In-N-Out, man. And hey, French fries are still good with salt, man. A lot of them look at me when I say no salt. They think like I'm undercover, like I'm an undercover agent with In-N-Out company. You know, and let me get my receipt too. I need my receipt. I make sure to say that so they cook it good for me, you know. But In-N-Out's usually good about it, man. But that's my splurge order right now when I go. Man, Bo from San Jose says, you and me both. He says, no cheese, no salt. How do you do it, brother? I don't know. It's tough, man, you know. But I'm contemplating because, so I have to be careful with my sodium intake now, right? My sodium intake is the big problem for me, you know. I had a health scare about a month ago, Bo from San Jose, and they told me my sodium was through the roof, so I had to cut down my sodium. And so, like, it's got me, like, you know, researching. I'm researching, like, the scientist from Jurassic Park, guys. I'm researching, like, the Terminator 2 research guy who found the metal cyborg arm, you know, in the Skynet chip, you know? Like, that kind of research. And what it came down to is the cheese, man. The cheese is, like, they told me I have to stay down under 2,000 milligrams a day, right? When you throw that cheese on there, it's 400 milligrams, man. 400. So if I had a cheese, if that put one slice of cheese on each burger, that's 800. That's already half. Practically half of my sodium intake for the day. You know? So, if I take that cheese out, then I don't worry. That's more food for later. That's the way I think. More food for later. And it's tough, man. I haven't had no cheese on a burger in over 35 years, man. I'm a cheese fanatic, guys. You know what I'm saying? And even like with the Big Mac, my old order, Bo from San Jose, used to be Big Mac, extra cheese. You know, don't get cheap on that cheese, baby. Extra cheese, man. But things change. You know, I miss American cheese. I miss white American cheese. You know, I miss all that, but it's tough. I don't know if they even make organic American cheese. Is that even possible? I think all American cheese is processed, or am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. How about this? I hope I'm wrong. I hope I hear like of an organic American cheese, you know, but then that doesn't sound American too, you know? Yeah. Bo from San Jose says, I get it. Them beaties are hunting me. Yeah, my sister has diabetes. My dad has diabetes, right? And when I had this health scare, you know, they threw all this blood work on me. Right, Bo from San Jose? So I'm like laying down, you know, and I'm waiting for my results. And that's when I found out, you know, I had high blood pressure and my sodium is too high. And then my dad, he asked the doctor in the white coat, he's like, Mr. White Coat, does he have diabetes? And then the white coat goes, actually, his blood sugar's low. He has low and good blood sugar, right? And he doesn't have diabetes. And my sister was in the room, and as soon as she heard that, she goes, shit! That's not fair! That's not fair! You know? That was her exact quote. She's all, shit! And this scared the white coat. And this white coat was all scared of my sister. But she was like, how the hell do I and my and your dad have diabetes? Our dad have diabetes and you don't. You know? And that's how it is, man. But, you know, we're all running from something, and I'm running from sodium, you know? But I'm finding certain hacks, though, from San Ho. Like Parmesan cheese, like good Parmesan cheese, that's a good hack for me. Because, like, I have this, I don't know if you've seen the commercials or videos for Dano's spice, Dano's seasoning, I should say, right? And just a quarter of a teaspoon is 50 milligrams of sodium, all right? Just a quarter of a teaspoon, not tablespoon, teaspoon, one quarter. And that's still low. If you go in the whole sodium seasoning game, that's pretty low, you know, for seasoning. That's why I use it. But then if you get some good Parmesan, you know, and it's shredded or however you get it, two tablespoons, two of them equals 90 milligrams of sodium. And that's two tablespoons. So Parmesan cheese is my friend, guys. Serious, and that good stuff. I'm not talking about that sawdust Parmesan cheese. That sawdust in a jar Parmesan cheese, man. I'm talking about that, the real good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Or the semi-good stuff. The higher quality, not the craft one. You know, I don't want none of that, you know, oak dust, amber dust, wood, you know, wood shop too dust, you know. Both from San Jose says lower sodium and everything should be a presidential issue for debate. It should, you know. And but here's the thing, man. Like people always go, I always argue this, man. You know, people go, listen, you already know it's bad for you. You already know a hamburger's bad for you. You know, you should already know. You know, people want to give you shit. Right, come on, man. You know you can't be having two cheeseburgers, you know. But the thing is, it's not just that. It's what they're putting in it, man, to make it last for so long. Glycerides, meganites, legitinites, you know, hyperglycerin, you know, all those long names that they put in. Red dye number 3, all that stuff. That stuff shouldn't be in that. You know, you could dissect everything. And, you know, I mean, like a hamburger should just be bun. What, made out of what? Flour, butter, salt, egg. That should be a bun. That's pretty much an ingredient for bread, right? Baking powder, whatever. I'm not a baker, but it should be pretty simple. It shouldn't have 65 ingredients in it. A burger, a hamburger should be just made out of cow meat. That's it. And from one, not like 45 different cows. All pumped up with steroids, you know? For the longest time, they said they were, I think it's still the rule, like, a, you know, if the cow, you know, like a cow needs to be healthy in order for you to eat it, right? And it has to be able to stand in its on its all four legs. That means it's healthy, right? But there's always loopholes, guys. There's loopholes. And the loophole in the meat industry for a while, and I bet you it's still there, is the yeah, let's say you got a sick cow or an old cow and it can't stand no more, right? So it just sits down and lays down. You know what they do to bypass that law? They get like a cattle prod and they just shake and they electrocute it so it stands up. And as long as it stands up for like whatever seconds, that cow is still edible. But we could still use that cow. You know, all these loopholes that they're using You know? Hey. What do I know, though, guys? Maybe we just got to start hunting stuff again. You know? And that's the key. I don't know. Who has time for that, man? I don't know. I don't have the heart. I even talked to my grandma. And she lived till she was like 93, 94. Maybe 95. And I really thought, like, dude, 90 years. She died in 2016 she died. She died in 2016. Right? And I talked to her. And I go, oh, yeah, you guys must have went, you know, your dad used to go hunting, you know, to kill food. She's like, no, we just bought her at the store. You know, I was like, really? She's in her 90s. So, like, it's 2016. She's like, 90, let's say 92. All right? So, this is in the 1920s in Mexico, in the rural part of Mexico. They weren't hunting. They were still going to the store, you know? So, it's weird. I always thought she'd be like, you know, hiding behind a bush, you know, stabbing an animal in the head so she could cook some birria, you know, like she's waiting for a goat to just walk by, and she's gonna, you know, she's gonna slash it, you know, so she can make some mole. But no, she was still buying it at the store, man. But, you know, take away all that stuff. All those extra ingredients, man. How the hell did they get away with it? You know? How the hell did they let them get away with all that, man? You know? My brother, he tries to give me advice. You know, and he's like, don't listen to the doctors. You know, just walk barefoot on the ground. Where the hell are you getting your information? And you know, he's like, no, you need to be one. I go, I think I saw that in a TikTok video. This guy's watching videos. Like, I don't have TikTok, but it still shows up in my YouTube shorts and all this, and the Twitter shorts, man. And then, you know, he's talking about you need dandelions. Dandelions are healthy for you. That cures anything. Shut the hell up, dude. You know? But what do I know, man? What do I got? Who knows? Bottom line, though, watch out, guys. It gets everyone. There's some people who can eat anything they want. Nothing happens to them. And I don't know why they don't clone those guys. Guys who are like smoking cigarettes since they're like 15 and they're 85 years old. You know, I've seen guys like that. Clone those guys, man. Let's get their genes. Let's get their blood, man. But that's how it goes, guys. No matter what, we gotta just take care of ourselves, Bo from San Ho. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the Zevias, Bo from San Ho. I love my sodas, man. And I drink the Zevias right now. Just when I want that sweet kick and popcorn. Popcorn's my best friend right now. Oh, I love popcorn. God bless popcorn. Shouts out to popcorn. That's my boy. But enough of me. If you got any good alternatives to things, let me know. I would love to know. You know, they got dashers for salt. But dude, I don't want to try that stuff. I'm going to be dashing to the bathroom, man. But if you know anything, just let me know. 415-766-4428. Soda and popcorn. I can still do that with Zevias, man. And then the Zevias are not too carbonated. So I get one Zevia, and then I get one club soda or sparkling water. And sometimes I like the sparkling water to have like a lime or a lemon hint to it. And then I mix them together, right? So I could have, you know, that carbonation. Because the Zevia is not too carbonated. But it's really sweet. The best ones right now for Zevia is grape and black cherry. Oh my God. The movies, yeah, the movies give refills on XL. Oh, me too, man. I do that every once in a while, man. You know? And then you could choose flavors. You know, they have like 45 different Mr. Pibbs. You know what I'm saying? And they got 47 Mr. What is it? Dr. Skippers. You know? Oh, man. We're living in the future, man. I can't resist, too, man. All that popcorn. And I'm like a little kid. I shove my popcorn in my mouth. And it's off my... And then my mouth is full of popcorn. And I can't talk. I look like a dizzy Gillespie. You know that with all the popcorn in my mouth, my cheeks. And then I drop in the soda. And it just shrinks everything down. Oh, I still do that, man. I love it, dude. And you get... one free refill on the popcorns. I think they still do that. Do they still do that? You know, I love getting the refills. You know what the best times to get a refill or the best type of movie to get a refill at? Is the James Bond movies, man. Those are the best because there's always like a song. They'll do the beginning of the movie, then the song. So when the song hits, I got 3-4 minutes. Let's go get the refill. Another refill of soda. Another refill of popcorn. Extra butter. All that good stuff. You know, knock out. I might even throw a pee break in there. You know? And you have enough time to get back to your seat and not miss anything, man. I love it. Shouts out to James Bond movies and their songs at the beginning of the movies. That's refill time. That's pee time, bathroom time. That's I need to go yank my chain time. You know what I'm saying? That's all I could take. I could go smoke some weed real quick time. You know what I'm saying? I could just light it up real quick. Bop, 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 boom. You know? I love it. All right, enough of me. I've been yapping for too long. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm.